Blackstone Audio presents The Blue Door by David Fulmer. For the true members of the Giambroni and Pritzi families, larger heroes than I could ever create, and in particular to my mother, Flora Pritzi Fulmer, my father, Thurston Fulmer, who long ago earned an honorary vowel on the end of his name, and my sister, Karen Mertz, who is the bravest of us all. It is my honor to be the blood of their blood. I want to hit him, step away, and watch him hurt. I want his heart. Joe Frazier. Chapter 1. At 10:30 on the night of March 24, 1962, Eddie Ciro walked out the back door of the Southside Boxing Club in Philadelphia with a bloody bandage over his eyebrow and $40 cash in his pocket. The cut hadn't hurt when it opened. Now it was throbbing, and all he wanted was to go somewhere and have a drink to kill the pain and another one to toast what looked like the end of his life as a welterweight. He didn't want to see anybody, and he didn't want anyone seeing him, so he cut down the alley behind the club, zipping his jacket against the night's chill. 50 feet away from the East Allen traffic, he heard someone grunt and another voice curse, and he glanced into a doorway to see two punks roughing up a third man, who looked to be getting the better of it. He walked by with no intention of meddling in their business. Then one of the punks turned around and said, "What the fuck are you looking at?" in the wrong tone. Eddie stopped. A face as thin and pitted as a crescent moon glared from the shadows. "I said, motherfucker, what the fuck are you looking at?" The partner, a chubby greaseball in a motorcycle jacket that was two sizes too small, turned like a fat lizard to put his 2 cents in. "Take a hike, asshole." The poor chump in the middle let out a strangled gasp. Eddie stayed where he was. "What are you, fucking deaf?" The moon-faced punk came stalking out in a rude ballet set to the click and flash of a blade. He had taken 3 steps when it dawned on him that the interloper hadn't cut and run. By then it was too late, because Eddie had one coming, a quick right to the jaw. The punk went down as if a trap door had opened under his shoes. The switchblade skittered across the bricks.
"Whoa, fucking A," said the fat boy.
Staring up at the night sky with glazed eyes, the pimpled punk moaned and twitched a couple times. Eddie rubbed his knuckles.
"You better get him out of here."
The fat boy let go of their prey and edged into the alley. He bent down, wrestled his partner under the arms, and dragged him off in the direction of 9th Street. Once he got a little distance, he looked back over his shoulder and said,
"We'll see you around, Sal."
The guy named Sal slumped against the doorframe.
Yeah, same to you."
His voice was a weary croak.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?